Good day. October 24th. One of the reasons to be in Serekunda is to get a visa for Guinea-Bissau. We were fortunate enough to get the visa for Guinea already in Dakar. And as it happened, the consulate for Guinea-Bissau was really walking distance, probably half an hour walk, from the place where we were staying. A complication for the place we were staying is that there is a bridge nearby that is out of order, so no cars were allowed to cross the bridge. And it was just 10 minutes away from the hotel. So in order to get the car to the hotel, I actually had someone help me go a long, long, long way around. But then the car was on the grounds and there was a security guard. And that is still the safer way to go in most of these places. So anyway, we opted to walk. It did mean that we had a beautiful path that we could take with beautiful things to look at. But we also had to cross like a six-lane highway. Good enough, there were big enough gaps, so nobody got hurt doing that. To get the visa, to get to the consulate, was pretty simple in that sense. It took a while for the people that were supposed to do the job to be available, to take in all the information and whatever. And actually, the biggest thing, there was one thing they had to take electronically, a payment electronically, in order to make all this work. And the hang-up wasn't the internet. The hang-up was the machine that that takes the credit didn't want to take enough juice too fast. It took like a very long time, more than an hour, before the machine had 2% voltage, enough to be able to do the charge. So finally that all worked. We got to meet the consul, and all very nice people. Such that meant we had that part taken care of. And then we walked back, and then had to, of course, indulge ourselves in the swimming pool and the sea and everything that came with it. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. So then it came time for a visit to Maria Rose and Modu, and Johan opted out for that visit. But so it was up to me to go drive there, which was a challenge because it was likely to end up in the dark on the way back. And one thing that I'm getting firmer and firmer about, no driving in the dark, if it at all can be avoided. Hence, the address also was a hard one to find. The Google and the maps, all the tools we have are a help, and eventually I did find a way to locate where they were living. And it means all dirt roads, sand, rocks, holes, slow going, people, just very intense. But I made it to the place that Modu had described, which was a small spot that was elevated. It was like a build-up piece of road to get to their place. So when I found that, I knew I was close. So I was able to enjoy some beautiful fish that they had prepared and salad, and got to see how people live, how some people live in the Gambia. It was a great thing to experience, and we were able to catch up a little more. So thanks to Maria Rose for having me have that experience. And I know we both enjoyed it very much. So then, of course, I still waited a little bit longer than I should have to make my way back. And what was funny is that I got around that one scrambling place, all right. And then I made a wrong turn, and Modu had seen me do that and came running after me, telling me that I needed to go the other way. No issue, because I was going so slow, because that's all you can do over there. So then I did turn around, and he had me follow on in their car for a while, until they turned off the wrong way. And I made it back somehow. But I probably drove at least 10 kilometers further than I needed to. But that goes for not knowing the road and it being dark and whatever else you can think of. Made it back in time before the clock strikes midnight, I guess. No, anyway. No, it was a really, really great visit. Thank you, and see you tomorrow.